From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail. The town of Windham has received a request from town supervisor Stacy Post to provide for her legal representation and possible defense in matters related to the March 21st state police raid of Windham Town Hall and her residence. In a March 24th letter to town officials, Albany attorney Dennis Schlenker said Post is being investigated in connection with her duties as town supervisor. Post has retained Schlenker to represent her in the matter. Bureau of Criminal Investigation agents seized a computer from Post's desk at Town Hall during the raid last month. It is unknown if anything was taken from the supervisor's home. Few details have been made available about what Acting Greene County District Attorney Charles Buca has called an open investigation into possible criminal offenses. Town board members declined comment on Schlenker's letter, citing the ongoing criminal investigation. Post was sworn into office in January. Prior to her election, she served as Windham Police Chief from 2009 through 2013. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail. Greene County officials are nearing a deal with the developer for the purchase and restoration of the former Candyman building, located on Bridge Street in Catskill. The vacant building was previously slated for demolition. It formerly housed Candyman chocolates for approximately 50 years. The county acquired the property at a foreclosure auction in 2012. A resolution to authorize the sale of the building and to enter into a contract with Chris Gilbert was approved by the Public Works Committee of the Greene County Legislature on Monday, April 14th. Gilbert is a partner in the Catskill Mill Development Project. Gilbert would restore the building to its mid-19th century appearance and make substantial improvements to the exterior of the building. Gilbert intends to offer the space for retail, office, and residential use. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jordan Carleo Evangelist is reporting at Capital Confidential. Sean Eldridge is maintaining his fundraising lead on U.S. Representative Chris Gibson in the 19th Congressional District, despite what Gibson's campaign said was his most fruitful fundraising quarter of his congressional career. In a related story, John Mason is reporting in the Register Star, Gibson challenged Eldridge on Tuesday, April 15th, to a mutual campaign finance cap of $2 million. The Eldridge campaign called Gibson's invitation a phony election year device. The Eldridge campaign said it would report raising more than $520,000 during the first quarter of this year, $250,000 of which came from matching funds of the candidate's own money. This leaves Eldridge with more than $1.5 million in cash on hand. Eldridge, the husband of Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes, lives in Shokan, Ulster County. Gibson, a Kinderhook Republican and two-term incumbent, will report raising $459,000, leaving him with more than $1.2 million on hand, his campaign said. The 19th Congressional District is expected to be among the most competitive races in the country. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And now a look at the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement, effective today, warning of patches of black ice during the morning drive. Most of eastern New York and adjacent western New England received 1 to 4 inches of snowfall late Tuesday. Any standing slush or wet spots may have frozen solid on untreated surfaces. Be careful for patches of black ice, especially in driveways, sidewalks, and secondary roadways. Allow extra time to reach your destination and exercise caution when driving and especially walking. For today, sunny, high near 46 degrees. For tonight, mostly clear, low around 22 degrees. For tomorrow, sunny, high near 54 degrees. And for tomorrow night, mostly clear, low around 29 degrees. For Friday, mostly sunny, high near 58 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 36 degrees. And the outlook for Saturday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., cloudy, high near 55 degrees. For Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 37 degrees. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News for Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Cheryl Kay.